It's time to go to the movies with Matt Olien, and we haven't been able to go to too many big screen movies lately. But Onward is out there, Matt, so let's talk about this new animated feature.
Yes, Doug, this is Disney Pixar. Of course, no animation studio like Pixar has had their kind of success with films like Up and Toy Story, and the list goes on and on and on. And Onward is their big entry of 2020. Now, it was in theaters, Doug, before theaters started shutting down, and theaters still aren't open. So Disney did an unprecedented thing. They put it on Disney Plus. So if you get Disney Plus, this is free. You can watch this movie for free. It was unprecedented. They were expecting huge box office returns. But I suppose if they can get people to sign up for Disney Plus, it's worked out. So this is about two brothers, Ian and Barley, and they are trolls. And they live in kind of a, you know, netherworld, magical world, but it's a modern world. So now all of the fantastical, mystical things that maybe trolls did in medieval tales, they don't do anymore. Now they drive cars, they do normal things. But Barley, the elder brother, who's kind of a ne'er-do-well, voiced by Chris Pratt, he believes in, you know, magic and things like that, and he wants a return to that. He plays magic games. And the younger brother, Ian, who's very, very unsure of himself, voiced by Tom Holland of Spider-Man fame, he just wants to see his father again. So they're raised by their mother, and their father has passed away. But Ian was so young, he barely remembers him. So through a series of events, they are shown a way to have their father back for one day. But they have to go through quests and journeys. As in all animated films, Doug, they have to go on a quest and a journey, and there's adventures along the way and creepy taverns to stop in and a being called the Manticore that they need help with, voiced by Octavia Spencer. So it's really about fatherhood, the loss of a father, what the lack of a parent means in a child's life. The trolls are like 16 and 19 years old, something like that in the film. And so that was the part I really liked, is this absent father and how it affected Ian probably more than it's affected Barley. It's a solid film, Doug, but it's not an instant classic. This is not in the Up, Toy Story, Ratatouille, Inside Out, Zootopia league, I don't think. It's a very solid film. I think the script maybe needed a little more work. They also needed probably a couple more scenes of real kind of action and daring do that we didn't quite get. So the film goes along nicely. It reaches a nice climax, well voiced by Chris Pratt and Tom Holland. So it's a serviceable, I would call it a serviceable Pixar film, almost like a manufactured Pixar film. But I don't think it's going to be remembered like Up or Zootopia.
You mentioned Toy Story and Up and these other Pixar animated films. And it seems to me that what Pixar has figured out how to do particularly well is to kind of combine this something for adults and kids. I mean, this is a very serious subject they're talking about in Onward, making their dad come back for a day.
Yeah, that's a good point, Doug. They have mastered this because I know many adults who love Up and cried at the beginning of that movie. The first, you know, 5 minutes of that film are masterful. And that's what Pixar has done. They haven't dumbed it down to the point where they're like little kiddie films, which, you know, I have a hard time sitting through now. But Pixar makes grown-ups think about things as well. Inside Out is a great example of that. What's going on in this child's mind and how we deal with emotions and things like that. And this film does it very well, just like the other Pixar films. It's not the most exciting movie in the world. It's solidly drawn. And what Pixar does so well, Doug, is they give emotions to characters. I mentioned when we reviewed The Lion King recently, the CGI version of Lion King, not the live action. I call it the CGI version. The problem with CGI is you can't tell what Simba is thinking in Lion King or Mufasa because they're still not able to really put that emotion on a face with CGI, but they can do it with animation. You can tell by the eyes of a character what they're thinking, and that's really why I saw no point to remake Lion King except to make Disney a bucket full of money, but that's what Pixar does so well. So I think they really draw the two characters of Ian and Barley very well. Barley's very sure of himself but kind of screws up a lot, and Ian wants to kind of do things on his own.
Well, it's a fun cast. You mentioned Chris Pratt, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and Tom Holland, and Octavia Spencer. Tracy Ullman's in it, mm-hmm. too. So these are some, pretty well-experienced actors.
Pixar has no problem getting big actors, big stars, to do their voice work. I often wonder if they didn't have big stars doing their voice work, would their films still be successful? I believe they would, actually. But when you look at something like Up, you see Ed Asner's face, you know, mm-hmm. as the old man, and he's voicing it. And then they base the villain kind of looking like Kirk Douglas, that's voiced by Christopher Plummer. So they do kind of play on what star they have doing the voice. Even Woody looks like Tom Hanks to a degree. This one, Chris Pratt is so engaging as a movie star that he's perfect as Barley. You know, Tom Holland, maybe that could have been just about anybody else playing Ian, but they have no problem getting stars. But I think the Pixar brand is what really gets people in theaters. Well, it'll be interesting to see what their next big film is after this, once theaters start reopening.
Well, I've got kind of two Oscar questions this week. One is one you might anticipate. There's one member of the Onward voice cast who's won an Academy Award. Who is that?
That would be Octavia Spencer for The Help, 2011 Supporting Actress.
Okay, now here's the other one. What film won an Oscar 20 years after it was made?
Limelight, the Charlie Chaplin movie, which was finally released in the U.S. in 72, and I believe he got the original score Oscar.
He did.
Yes.
That is amazing, with Ray Rash and Larry Russell, both of whom were dead in 1972, and Charlie Chaplin did not come back to L.A. to get the Oscar.
But he was there the year before, as you recall. His big return to the Oscars was an emotional moment.
Yes. Was that Lifetime Achievement or something like that?
Yeah, it was an honorary Oscar, and he had not been to the U.S., you know, Doug, in about 20 years. He was kind of, you know, the FBI didn't trust him, and he was kind of exiled from the U.S.
Yeah, he spent a lot of time in Switzerland.
He did.
All right, we've been to the movies with Matt Olien.